This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dearest brothers and sisters and welcome to the second part of this tafsir of Surah Al-Jumu'ah. The introduction of this surah paves the way to the second part of the surah in that it sets the scene. Everything out there is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and singing his praises, and the Prophet was sent sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a message and a mission to bring people to appreciate this and to bring people to become like this true sincere worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came with four roles. Number one role, yatlu alayhim ayati, to tell them what Allah has to say about things. Secondly, to try and purify their hearts with Islamic values. And fourth and thirdly, to teach them the laws, the do's and the don'ts. And then lastly, to leave them with the vehicle, if you like, to live by all of those things in a day-to-day way, in their everyday lives. This is all a fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great blessing of Allah, something we need to recognize. Now the narrative changes, seemingly talking about something very different, which is the Jewish communities living in Medina at that time and around Medina. In particular, the attitudes of the Jewish community towards their scripture. Now, this may seem very, you know, distant to what Allah has just spoken about, but in fact, it links in very well, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. That the likeness of those حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ, that were made to, humila here means to give a, to be given the responsibility to carry the Torah, the scripture that was revealed to the Jews. They were made to carry that, meaning they had the responsibility to live by that and to relate that to others, to share that with others. The likeness of them, that they were made to give, they were given the responsibility of carrying this Torah, is like what? Is like the likeness of a donkey who is carrying on his back asfara. Asfara is a plural of sifr, and sifr means something which is a book of great value. So this donkey is carrying on his back many, many books of great value. Meaning he's carrying things, scriptures, revelation, knowledge which is infallible, guidance, something so tremendously valuable. Now, does a donkey know what he's carrying on his back? He doesn't. It could be carrying anything. It could be carrying potatoes. He wouldn't know the difference between the potatoes and those scriptures. Now, this is how Allah sees those Jewish communities at that time. Why, ya Allah? Well, because they were given this valuable book, this scripture, and they neglected to, number one, understand it properly, and number two, to live by that. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't refer to the donkey carrying the Torah, but rather carrying asfar, which is the coming from the root of sifr. And sifr means to cover and to conceal. And Qurtubi said that is indicative of the way that they would read their scripture, that they would cover up some of the laws, change some of the injunctions, covering things up, not wanting to practice them, not wanting to relate them. So that is what Allah said, the way they see their book, or rather the relationship with the book, is one of, you know, of corruption. that they cover up things in their book, things that Allah said, like, for example, the coming of Ahmad, another name for the Prophet ﷺ. No, no, we don't look at that. We cover those things up. Like the punishment of zina, they cover that up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the way I see you treating my book is like a donkey now. A donkey that carries this big load of valuable books. And comparing them like this to a donkey carrying valuable books on his back shows not just the contempt and anger of Allah, but also reflects on the stupidity and the foolishness of those people, right? Because if you're going to choose an animal that symbolizes foolishness, which one would you choose? The donkey, right? And this is something Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned, that look at the symbolism being used here. It shows that Allah doesn't just look at that with anger, but also shows that they are being foolish in the way that they are living. But now relate that back to us, my brothers and sisters. Ibn Ashur said the Jews, they would hold their noses up at others because they had this book, the Torah. And this book they knew was from Allah, and they knew others never had it. And so he said they would carry this book around from temple to temple, holding noses up at other people that, look, you don't have this and we have it. But at the same time, they wouldn't bother to understand it. And at the same time, they would neglect to act what was inside of that book. And subhanAllah, how many of us are like this with the Qur'an? That we are very proud to have the Qur'an. And we're very proud of the recitation and the reciters of the Qur'an and the beautiful rhythmic tones and melodies with which people recite the Qur'an. But we neglect to understand the Qur'an, to study the Qur'an. And moreover, we neglect to practice upon what the Qur'an is teaching us. Now, if we become like this, then we are no different to the Jews and the way they are with their Torah. So Allah said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا, meaning, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا, they were given this responsibility and this honor and chosen, but لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا, they decided not to do that. They neglected to understand it and they neglected to practice it, rather they covered things up from it. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا, like the likeness of the donkey. بِئْسَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, and bits is their similitude. A bits means evil and something harmful, something that you don't like. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling the example is bits, is something that is harmful, something that is dangerous, something that you should not want to be like. بِئْسَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, and the way Allah sees them is a people, a nation, who كذبوا, deny the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ, and Allah for sure will not guide people that are ظَالِمِينَ. There's a question that we can ask here, which is, Allah is talking about the Jewish communities. So why doesn't Allah say Allah will not guide the Jewish communities? Rather, Allah says Allah will not guide the wrongdoers. Why do you think Allah is ending the verse by saying the Jews are actually like ظالمون, and I don't guide the ظالمون? As if to say, I only guide those that don't wrong themselves, who are actually seeking my guidance, being sincere, wanting to live by my book. As for the opposite side, I don't guide those people. They're like ظالمون. So why do you think, my brothers and sisters, Allah chose to end the verse by describing the Jews with the quality of dhulm, as opposed to calling them out for who they are, which are the Jews?